Chicago Blackhawks return to friendly ice tonight and hope for a positive outcome as they attempt to bounce back from a bad loss last night that left them wondering about their team identity. A good way to get back some of that missing mojo would be with a home ice win over the Toronto Maple Leafs. An original six battle should always be good, and I think it will be.
Standing ovation here at the United Center for Frank Pellico. 33 years as the Blackhawks organist. He has been tremendous throughout the years. Teary-eyed Frank Pellico.
He'll always be a member.
Great career, huh?
He'll always be a member of the Blackhawk family. Always. Forevermore. Bedard, top of the left wing circle, now with 17. Back to the left point, Teravainen, put it to the slot, Donato fires, and that hit Bertuzzi, front rebound, they score! Teravainen! Teemu Teravainen was moving toward the lead goal as that puck became available. Wall had moved to his left to make a save on a previous shot and left the net open. Teemu didn't miss. Turbo time, it's 1-0 Hawks. Marner, tap pass to Domi in the left wing corner. To Matthews, back in the net, to Domi, left corner of the high slot. Marner to Domi, top of the left wing circle, fires. Söderblom is down with a butterfly save and gloves the puck and holds it. A whistle will stop play now with 13:11 on the clock. 27 seconds left on the Leaf power play. We're down to 15 seconds of power play time for the Leafs. Domi caught at center ice in front of the penalty boxes by Nazar, who skewers the puck free down to the left wing corner Hawk zone. The Leafs get it back. McMahon got it to Domi, who centers for Robertson, who shoots and scores. And with 7 seconds left on the Leaf power play, they've tied the score at one.
Face off to the right-hand side of Söderblom. Matthews.
Matthews,
against Bedard.
Matthews wins this one. Here's McCabe with a shot. He scores just inside the Hawk blue line. Former Hawk Jake McCabe teed it up and let it rip on a one-timer. It's now 2-1 Toronto with 10:15 left in period two. Up the far side for Slaggart. It's knocked off his stick. Max Domi to the puck in the Hawk zone. Down the right wing side. Put it out in front of the net. Look out! They score! It's Robertson again. Domi made what looked like a blind centering pass from the right wing corner about 2 feet below the goal line. It was perfectly placed in front of the net for Robertson, who jammed it home. It's now 3-1 Toronto Maple Leafs with 14 seconds left in the period.
Robertson, who picks up his second of the night, his 10th of the season, and the Hawks now down 3-1.
Now a shot, they score! Inside the Leaf zone as we rejoin the play. Kurashev lights the lamp with 6 seconds left in period number two. A great response by the Hawks. As the Hawks were moving into the Leaf zone, Kurashev got free. He took a pass from Nazar that originated from the right wing circle and put it in behind Wall. Bertuzzi can't jam it out of the zone, kept in by the Leafs. Tanev, top of the right wing circle, closes in. He'll fire. They score. In front of the net, I believe Pontus Holmberg cleans up the rebound.
I think Tanev is going to get credit for this. I don't know if it went off one of the Blackhawks players or not, but Bertuzzi loses a stick along the boards and he can't defend, and all of a sudden Tanev walks down the right-hand side inside the top of the faceoff circle, gets the shot, and
Tavares couldn't control it. Tavares again back into the Hawk zone, drops it off Nylander, top of the right circle, put it over! It's off the skate of Nyes and into the empty Hawk net. They score. So an empty net goal will give the Leafs a 5-2 advantage. Holmberg. That's actually Pontus Holmberg. Jake McCabe, the former Hawk, will carry the puck behind his net. And he'll just milk the clock. And I'll let you listen to the boos. The game ends. The Leafs win 5-2. They score an empty net goal, a controversial one, no less. And 5-2 is the final score. They outshot the Blackhawks in the game 31-27. The Leafs win both ends of the two-game season series.